Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi, I'm Alex, and we are conducting a brief opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions to understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What kind of question are you asking? Is it political?
We are conducting an opinion survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community.
I'm a male, but I'm voting Kamala Harris. I ain't got the time. I'm just standing straight up.
Oh,
yeah,
just allow me a few minutes of your time, okay? So what is the year of your birth?
I feel comfortable giving that information. I can't tell somebody, what year I was born. That's just not,
I do understand, but I need this information in order to complete this survey, so...
No. Listen, I work in this thing. You could give me a range of what age group I fall within, but to ask me my year, that's not appropriate.
Okay, I do understand. Let's move forward to the next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Doctorate.
Doctorate, okay. Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, no. And what is your race?
Afro-American.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. And how satisfied will you say you are with the direction of the country? Will you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
I'm satisfied. Very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. The next question. As you may know, there will be election for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are...
10.
What did you say? You say 10?
10, yeah. God will, okay. I'll be voting, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
What the option?
Yeah. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10?
0 to 10? Where 10 is what?
Where 10 is... a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Oh, 9.
9. Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I'm going to read them to you, and you can tell me what is the most important issues for you. Jobs and the economy. Immigration.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Immigration. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Student loan forgiveness.
Yes.
Criminal justice reform, police violence. Israel-Palestine conflict.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes to the criminal justice, but Israeli-Palestine conflict, not really.
Okay. Next one. Racism and discrimination.
Yes.
Cost of living and inflation.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Healthcare.
Yes.
Abortion?
Not really, no.
Okay, crime and violence?
Yes.
Okay, teaching history in a school? Climate change?
Yes.
Voting rights and democracy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just one moment. And what do you think are the two more most important to you?
Of those?
Mm-hmm.
You said something about jobs?
Mm-hmm. Jobs and the economy?
Uh-huh. And I'm trying to remember the others.
Don't worry, I can read them to you. Immigration, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, abortion, crime and violence, teaching history in schools, climate change, and voting rights and democracy.
I'll say cost of living.
Cost of living, okay. Thank you so much. Now, let's move forward. Now, we would like you to rate your feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from...
Could you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah, don't worry. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. It means that you are neutral. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of people and or groups, please tell me so. The first is Democrats in Congress.
And, okay, so I hear that. What was the first part? How do I feel about them?
Yeah. You need to rate them from 0 to 10, where 0 means that... Okay.
I got it now. Democrats in Congress, maybe 8.
8, okay. Kamala Harris.
9.
Joe Biden.
9.
Project 2025.
0.
Okay. Congressional Black Caucus.
Maybe 7 or 8, maybe.
Okay. 8. J.D. Vance.
About a 2.
Okay, a 2. And Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a Tea Party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain? Somewhat certain?
Yeah, okay.
No. Very. Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. And will you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Oh, to Black Americans? To Black Americans, you say?
Yeah, to Black Americans.
Give me the options again.
Yeah. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all their promises, some of them, only a few, or none?
Only a few.
Only a few. Okay, thank you. We have a couple of questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very glad that you are helping me with this. So, next question. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
doesn't make no difference either way.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your vote for Congress, will you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them in and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
Could you say that again, please? Sorry.
Yeah, don't worry. Thinking about your vote for Congress, will you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into the office, or more to vote against the other candidate and keep them out of the office?
The second one.
Second one. Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, the first statement is, when black business do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest millions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Is that to you a convincing reason or not convincing reason to vote for Democrats in a scale from 0 to 10?
Could you go over the thing again? Sorry. Not just the sentence. Just
the statement?
Yeah, the statement, yeah.
Okay, don't worry. When black business do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity. Okay. Leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Is that a convincing reason to you? From 0
yes.
to 10. Okay, 10.
Nine.
Okay. Next statement. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing, and Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households. From in a scale from 0 to 10?
About 8.
8. Okay, thank you. Next statement. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive healthcare. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%. For in a scale from 0 to 10, is that a convincing reason to vote for Democrats to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. Okay, Tim. Next one. We have two more of this part of the survey. So, next one. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress faced historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist Black home owners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. In a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
9, thank you. And the other one, next one. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. So, in a scale from 0 to 10?
Could you give me the option again, Travis?
Yeah. The options were 0, means that it's not an all convincing reason to vote for Democrats. 5 means it's neither convincing.
Right. No, I know that. But what was the statement? Could you read the statement?
Okay, the statement. Don't worry. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in their pockets of Black Americans.
Yeah, about 9.
9. Okay, thank you. Let me check. We are just about to finish. Allow me just a few more minutes. Of course, remember that all your answers are very helpful for our research. So, next one. Thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. Now I'm going to read them to you. First one. They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. 2. We have made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. 3. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. 4. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. And 5. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
2 and 4.
1 and 4. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you might know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 election? In a scale from 0 to 10.
10. Likely. Thank you.
And how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you know?
Democratic.
Next one. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive,
moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'll say either moderate or somewhat conservative. And I'll say moderate.
I'll say moderate,
yeah.
Next question.
I'm conservative, but I'm a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I do understand.
So moderate. I'll say moderate, yeah.
Moderate. Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yep.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent, actually.
Independent. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you lean more towards... Okay, Democratic. You do lean more towards the Democratic
party, yeah.
Right? Okay. Next one. And who would you describe your employment status?
Could you say that?
Yeah. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, a student, or something else?
I'm self-employed, so I don't know.
Okay, self-employed. Let me write it. Self-employed. Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Next one. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Maybe 100. Mine's all the household.
Okay. What did you say?
Mines are the households.
Mines are the households.
Household.
Yeah, for the households. Your total family income from all sources before taxes.
About 180.
Can you speak a little bit louder? Sorry.
Maybe like 180.
150. Okay.
180. What about that? 180.
Okay, thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend to religious services?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. Once or twice a month. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And yeah, I'm very thankful that you helped me to complete this. Have a nice day.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm
I know you asked about a year, but I'm not going to tell you, but I'm in my 40s. If that will help you to take down the... I'm in my 40s.
In your 40s.
That's all
I'm, okay.
Yeah, maybe you can make a note of that.
The year of your birth, right?
Huh?
Yeah, this is about the first question that we had, correct?
Wait, Gabby, wait, I'm thinking. Could you say it again? Sorry.
Yeah, this is about the question about the year of your birth, right?
Yes, I'm not comfortable giving the year of birth, maybe it's the legal part of me, but I could tell you that I'm in the late 40s.
Okay, thank you so much, and
right.
Thank you for helping me with this. Have a nice day, bye-bye.
You too, okay.